Thank you for calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Priscilla. May I please have your last name and zip code?
It is Swartout, S-W-A-R-T-O-U-T, and it is 37115.
Okay, I'm sorry to ask for you to repeat, ma'am, but the call had a break. So can you say your last name again?
Yep, it's Swartout, S-W-A-R-T-O-U-T.
Okay, and the zip code is 37115.
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. And what is the first name?
Ashley.
Okay, just a second. It is not showing. Can you tell me, ma'am, what is the email address associated with the account?
You actually may have a different zip code, if that helps. It's try 37206.
37206?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try. No, it didn't show. Sometimes we just can find by the email if you can provide, please.
Okay, it's T-H-E, C-R-A,
okay.
F-T-Y, so crafty.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm forgetting my own email address. It's thiscraftyworld@gmail.com, so T-H-I-S. WORLD at gmail.com.
Okay, I found here the physical address is 2027 Shadwell Overlook Drive in Madison, Tennessee.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm seeing here that you have a premium annual membership. How can I help you today?
I'm actually looking on my account, and for one, the account states that the charges on my account were duplicated in December. So there was a charge for $43.79 for an annual membership, and then another one for $87.59 for an annual membership.
$43.79 was December 6, 2019, and $87.59 was December 7, 2020. So the years are different.
Okay. So the $87.59, It's really for not having access to all of my classes and content for the majority of the year. I know that, you know, y'all got purchased and switched, you know, domains and just all of the file storage and everything issues that were going on with switching for that. And then knowing that, like, to get new people, y'all are doing promotions for, like, you know, $3 for the whole year. It's really difficult to kind of swallow the idea of paying $87.59 for the year, this next year, when I don't feel like that last year I got, you know, worth it.
What we can do in this situation, ma'am, because the offer that we have in the moment, that is the annual membership for $29.99. So because you are charged the full amount, I could make you a prorate refund of the amount that you're charging more than $29, and you still have the membership to use until December, because it's going to expire on December the 6th of this year.
So the, you're saying that the latest yearly membership is at $29.99 now?
Yes, we are having an offer in this moment that is the membership, the premium annual membership for $29.99. So like I said, what we could do in this situation, because you pay the full amount, would be to refund you for what you paid more than $29.99. So let me just do the math here. You pay $87.59. So it would be a refund of $57.60. And you still have the membership to use if you want it, of course.
Okay, because I'm looking right now and it looks like, you know, I had an email back on, let's see, 12 days ago where it says, you know, now only $2.19 for a full year.
Okay, let me see, because it was temporary. Let me check with someone to see if it is still available. Okay, the two, it is not available. Showing that we have, let me see, let me check the code here. Okay, we have one that is showing that it's still active for $5.46. So yes, I could do that for you to refund you the amount that you pay. Let me do the math again. So 87 would it be a No, there's something wrong. Okay, yeah, the problem is because your membership was renewed on December, the maximum that I can refund for you would be $71.27. That would be $87.59. So it'll be as you are paying for the membership, $16.32 if you wanted. So I could refund $71.27.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I was just looking. I found the newest email, which was from yesterday, and it's for the $2.49.
Okay. So, yeah, we have an option in this situation if you want to sign up again, because you still have the membership until December the 6th. So if you wanted to receive this prorate refund of $71.26 and request the cancellation, after you receive the refund, once they cancel the account, you can sign up again and just pay this price if you wanted the $2 that you received.
What would that do to the classes that I own?
The classes that you have, you don't lose, even if you don't have an active membership. They're always going to be there for you to access with your email address and password. So I don't know if you prefer, we just refund the $71.27 and you still keep the membership until December the 6th. Or if you want to receive this refund, cancel and sign up again with the offer.
Okay, because I'm trying to think. So 71.
The maximum that I can do as a refund for you, because the charge was made in December, and the refund is always by month, so it already passed 1 month, so we can all refund the whole amount. It's just how it works. So the maximum that I could do in refund for you would be $71.27. That will make the membership being $16, as you pay $16 to have 1 year of membership.
Okay. Let's just do that instead of, because if I cancel the whole thing, it still wouldn't refund the full amount. Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just do that for the refunding the 71.
Okay, let me request here just one second.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just a mere second.
No worries, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much for waiting, ma'am. So I request a refund of the $71.27. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days should be available to you in your card.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. There's anything else that I can do for you today?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, so thank you so much for calling Crafts Video Membership, and I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.